Have you been to church yet today? Anybody feel like they've arrived? Is it here? Are we in church? All right. Now you gotta bear with me a little bit here today. It hit me during the praise team practice yesterday that there was going to be a subtle change in the sermon. Okay. Now I know what the subtle change is. Okay. We talked it over. I had a conference this morning. God and I got it straight. Okay. However, I have to deliver it now, and it's not written down on paper in the way it ought to be, and the notes may not quite fit. Okay. So you got to hang with me here in the back. Okay. See, the text presents us with this really neat problem. There is a Pharisee. The Pharisee's name is Simon. And Simon invited Jesus to come to a dinner party at his house one day. And for whatever reason, Jesus accepted the invitation. Now, I need to do a little bit with a scene here, because we look at that and let's get things straight from the start, okay? We'll get this down. Number one, you need to understand that though Jesus was invited to Simon's party, Jesus was not the guest of honor at Simon's house that night. You know how I know that? Because when Jesus arrived, Simon did not even bother to shake his hand and say hi. No kiss, Jesus says. And then Jesus says, you didn't even bother, you didn't pour oil on my head. When the guest of honor arrived, that's what you did to show everybody that this was the guest of honor. Now, can I just ask you a question? Can you imagine inviting Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to come to your house for a dinner party and not making him the guest of honor? Oh, yes, you can. Because there are people in this room who do that with Jesus all the time. You invite Jesus into your life to be a second-class citizen. You fail to understand that when you invite him in, you are acknowledging him to be Savior and Lord. He automatically becomes the honored guest in a life. There's no other place in your life for Jesus. So up front, I want you to understand that that night at Simon's house, Jesus was not the honored guest. And the second thing I want you to know is that when Jesus showed up at Simon's house, Simon did not even show Jesus proper respect. See, back then, when the guest arrived, servants greeted them at the door to wash the dust off their feet. Every guest at Simon's house was so greeted that night, but not Jesus. The servants had been told not to show Jesus appropriate and proper, not make him honored guest, don't even show him the proper respect a guest is due when he arrives. It was an insult. Simon intended to insult Jesus in front of all of his other guests. Can you imagine inviting someone to your home simply so you can insult them in front of the other guest? Can you imagine that? I hope not. But I see people who call themselves Christians doing that to Jesus all the time. We go out with our friends and we immediately forget that we belong to Jesus. We act like they do. We do the things they do. We live in the world the way they do. And by doing that, we show disrespect to Jesus in front of all the other guests. Just like Simon. And then, you need to remember that Jesus and the Pharisees were not friends. Okay, so Simon was immediately Jesus' enemy. Because ideologically, he was opposed to who Jesus claimed to be. Now, can I ask you a question? Just think about it. Why? Why would Simon invite Jesus into his house? Okay, he didn't like Jesus. He didn't want to show Jesus proper respect. He disgraced himself by dishonoring a guest in his own home. What was Simon up to? Why did he invite Jesus to come home with him at all? Now it happened, given all that I've told you about the scene, where we are at the beginning. It happened that while dinner was being served, a woman who had lived a sinful life, translated a prostitute, found her way into Simon's dining room. Now, I just want you to know strange people wander through my dining room all the time. I am constantly finding people in my dining room I did not invite there. They just sort of come in. Come on. She accidentally ended up in Simon's dining room? I don't think so. Do you really think that? She was carrying an alabaster jar of expensive perfume. Wonder where she got that. And she started crying over Jesus' feet, letting her tears wash his feet. And then she began to dry Jesus' feet with her hair. Do you know, if you live in Coatesville, you sometimes see the Arab ladies in the burqa. You know, you can't, because they're being modest. Okay? They don't even want you to look at them. Do you understand that that's the kind of culture in which Jesus lived? Women were like that. Okay? Touch between a man and a woman who was not his husband was horribly offensive. Ooey. Okay, and here, she was not only touching him, she was putting bodily fluids on him and wiping it up with her hair. Everybody in Simon's dining room is going, ugh. And they were doing it at dinner. Why do you suppose a woman was crying? You want me to tell you what I think happened here? I think Simon knew her. I think Simon knew who she was. I think maybe even Simon used her services and that the servants were in his house were frequently letting her in. So when she showed up that night, nobody asked a question. It's for the after-dinner entertainment for the master. Good Simon. And Simon is the one who I think gave her the alabaster jar full of expensive perfume and told her what to do with it because he wanted to embarrass Jesus in front of his other guest. And he was using that woman to do the dirty work. Ever felt used in your life? Ever felt like you were being forced to do what you knew you should not do? Ever thought that like it's out of my control and I don't want to do it, but I have to? Ever thought that you were in a place where everybody in the room was going at you? Mm-hmm. Man, she was crying because her life was ugly and unacceptable. And the people who paid her, used her, and abused her, and drug her into things she didn't want to be drug into. They all looked down their noses at her. No one would let her touch him. Except Jesus. See, Simon was a respectable religious man who had a prostitute in his dining room. who was crying over the feet of Jesus because Simon wanted to embarrass him. And you know what I think? I think she knew what was going on, and she knew what was happening to Jesus, and she knew she was being forced to do it, and she cried because she knew that that's how people treated her too. The problem was the woman. See, there was a sincerity about her. No matter what Simon intended to do, no matter the how or the why of the things occurring around them, God was in them, folks. God was there that night. Something happened inside that woman. I don't know how it happened. I don't know what went on. Maybe it was nothing more than a look from Jesus to her. But something happened, and she was sincere because Jesus changed the course and direction of her life. We don't know how it happened. We don't even know for sure when it happened. But there was a sincerity in that woman. She truly opened her heart to Jesus. Her tears were real. What she was feeling was real. She was identifying with the Master, and he was identifying with her. And his love for her was reaching out and grabbing her poor, lost, sinful heart. But good old Simon, on the other hand, man, he was sitting up there snuggled next to the guest of honor. You understand that they reclined at dinner and that they laid out on couches in such a way that the head of the Master and the head of the guest of honor, they would be real close together so they could communicate with each other during dinner. It's how it was done. Jesus is somewhere way down the table. And Simon, under his breath, says, under his breath, but he knew the guest of honor would hear it. He says, if this man were truly a prophet, he would know that that woman is a sinner. The implication was that if Jesus was indeed Israel's Messiah, as he claimed to be, he would never let a woman like that one touch him in any way. He would know that her touch contaminated him because she was a sinner. He said it for the one he wanted to honor to hear, so that that person would think, oh my, Simon, you are so smart, so right, babe. You set this up so good. Right on, boy. But Jesus, you got to love him. Jesus called from way down the table. See the big table all laying there? Jesus way down at the foot because he doesn't count. Simon's up there at the head. He says, hey, Simon, I have something I want to ask you. Okay? And then he put this case before Simon. He says, Simon, there were these guys, two of them. They owed a third man money. The first guy owed him $5. The second guy owed him $50. Neither of them had the money to repay the man they owed. So the guy they owed forgave both their debts. And then Jesus said, now, Simon, which of the two men whose debt was forgiven will be most grateful to the one who forgave them? And Simon said, I love his answer, well, I suppose. See, you can never really be sure about human beings. I mean, he's right. They are fickle, aren't we? Okay. I suppose, he says, can't you just see him up there being really big shot, Simon? I suppose the one who had been forgiven most. And Jesus said, that's right, buddy, you got it. And then he reminded Simon of the simple facts. Simon, he said, you insulted me when I entered this house. No water was given me to wash my feet. But he said, this woman has washed my feet with her tears. He said to Simon, since you didn't bother to provide a servant to wash my feet, there was no need to give me a towel. But she used her hair, Simon, to dry the feet she had washed with her tears. He said, Simon, you didn't anoint my head and welcome me to your table as an honored guest. But she has anointed my feet. And then Jesus put it to him. He said, Simon, buddy, you acted like a $5 man. She's a $50 woman. See, Simon thought he was worthy and good. He thought that Jesus ought to feel honored because he let him come into his house. Simon wanted all of his rich and influential Pharisee friends to see the way he treated Jesus and pat him on the back. Good boy, Simon. That's the way you treat a fraud. But that woman knew from the moment she entered the dining room, even before that, that she was unworthy to be there. Jesus did not throw her away with his looks like everybody else at the dinner party did. She knew in her heart that he would never treat her the way other people did. And as a result of that, her heart broke. And as Jesus said, she loved much. Jesus lovingly turned to her in the midst of all Simon's great guest. And he said to her, woman, your sins are forgiven. He took the broken pieces which she had laid at his feet with her tears, and he made her life complete. Simon hoped that he was going to impress all his Pharisee friends by exposing Jesus to be the fraud he believed Jesus to be. But you know what happened? The plan backfired. Simon's Pharisee friends sat there marveling at Jesus' mercy to a woman who deserved none. And despite Simon and everything that happened that night, they got the lesson that Jesus taught. And the woman Simon meant to use to expose Jesus, she was forgiven. According to the master, her faith had saved her from Simon's fall. For though her sins were forgiven, his were not. What are the lessons? Well, number one, don't try to trap Jesus. They do it over and over and it never works. Okay? You won't succeed either. Okay? Number two, There is no sin in your life so great as to make Jesus throw you away. Right now, if you will bring the broken pieces to him, you will find him waiting with arms outstretched to receive you. And you will hear him say, "Forgiven." For that's why he died on Calvary. And if, number four, if you accept his forgiveness, you will fall in love with the Savior. For he alone can change your life. So here it is, the last word. Today, right now, make Jesus the honored guest in your life.